Hello?
Hello?
Hello, my name is Daniel. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, we are.
Okay, thank you so much. So right now I'm going to ask you a brief survey about these politics, and it goes as it follows. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, you will definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in general election.
Just a minute. I'm going to put my husband on. Hey, Lee.
Okay.
Will you detect this call? It's politics. I don't know which one he helped me fill it out. I'm 82, so we're both going to vote Democrat for sure. Here, this is my husband, Lee. Lee.
Okay.
Take this phone call about the Democratic. Talk to him.
Hello?
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 Yeah, hello?
Oh, hello. My name is Daniel. This is not a sales call. We're just calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Oh, yes. Very definitely.
Okay, perfect. So in that case, let me just ask you the following question. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Yeah, I'll vote in the primary. I sure would. But, But
okay.
I don't know which one of the two I'll vote for.
Well, as of right now, we're just doing this for statistical purposes, so that's enough for me. Thank you so much. So in that case, let me just go with the following question. So answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion on each of the following people and organizations. So let's just start with Sheila Jackson Lee.
I thought she did a very good job.
All right. In that case, will you consider very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you so much. Danny Norris.
Danny Norris. I don't know who he is.
Okay. There's no need for you to really answer about him if you don't know him.
Danny Norris. Well, what position is he? Is he a congressman or what?
I do not really have that information on my hand. I'm just able to take notes about that. So if you do not know Danny Norris, that's okay. I can move on to the next person.
Okay, next one.
Okay, Joyce Chapman.
Joyce Chapman, who in the world? That's another one you throw at me that I don't know.
Okay, Joyce. Don't worry. Let's move on to Harold Dutton.
Harold Dutton.
Yeah.
Unfavorable.
Okay. Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. I wish someone would get him out. He's been in office too long. Need young blood.
Okay. Let's move on with Clint Van Horn.
Clint Van Horn. Who is she queen? What kingdom is she queen of?
I'm not really aware of that information, unfortunately.
I'm not either. I guess all right, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I interrupted you.
Who?
I interrupted you, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I suppose what's, I guess, give her a favorable, even though I'm not too familiar with her.
I understand. Okay, so let's go with the last one, which is Houston Independent School District, HISD.
Right now, the way it is set up, under Greg Abbott's control, it is horrible. So, that's my opinion about it.
Okay.
Abbott never should have taken over the school district. He should have let the, that's the end of my sermon about HISD.
Okay, so will you say that's very unfavorable?
Unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Okay, so let's move on with the next question. As of right now, let me tell you that we are sitting on a 33% of completion of the test, so thank you so much for your time. Let me go ahead with the next question. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? The first opinion is, support a state takeover because HISD, the schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. The second option is, oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools.
I think the best people to know how to run schools are the local people.
Okay. In that case, will you consider support or oppose?
I support local support. I oppose state takeover, and I support local control.
All right. Thank you so much for that information. So let's move on to the next one. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates will you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clean Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Danny Norris.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Next, here are a few statements about the current long-time state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Let's start with the first one. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
That's one of the things he's done, but okay, all right, that's favorable.
Well, in this case, we need to rate on very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative.
Very positive.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's go with the next one. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Okay, I'd say that's favorable.
Okay, so that will be somewhat positive or very positive?
Very positive.
Okay, thank you. So Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
If I have to vote, I'd say very positive.
Okay, thank you so much. He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape or incest.
Very positive. I guess I'm backtracking on what I said about him, but my biggest stickler is still his voting for takeover of school. Go ahead. What's the next one?
Okay. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
I opposed it.
All right. So will you consider somewhat negative or very negative?
very negative against that.
Okay. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defound public education through his voucher scheme.
I think that's robbing the public school districts of money that they need. I think he should be, I'm very satisfied that he went against Dutton's that plan.
All right. In that case, would you like me to place that as a very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Thank you so much. So
how many more questions?
This is the last one in this part, and then we're going to move on some statistical questions about yourself. But that will be a brief two or three questions. So let's finish with this last one. That it goes, Representative Dutton has the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office in helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid her prosecution.
I think Paxton should have been prosecuted. So if Dutton voted against him, I'm glad he did. Very glad. So you can stay very satisfied that he voted against Dutton.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Paxton, or yeah, Paxton, yeah, all right. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so let me check here. Okay, so let's go with this last question. Based on this information, which of the following four candidates will you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clean Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Danny Norris.
Thank you so much. So let's go with the last questions. Right now, this is 70% of competition, and I'm just going to finish with these questions about yourself. Let me just check here. How old you are?
80. Let's see. 80 years old. I'll be 81 in April.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Okay. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
No, I'm white as white as can be, white as chalk.
All right. And the last question, do you consider yourself Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Okay.
No.
Let me check here. And do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
That's right. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No. I have one.
Well,
I have one that's in Crosby School District, but that's not HISD.
Oh, I understand. In that case, thank you so much for your time. I highly appreciate it. That's everything for today. Thank you for your help. And your opinion is very important. So have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. And you didn't ruin my day.
Okay, thank you for that. I highly appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.